On the show today, we have NASCU's President and CEO, Lucy Ito, talking about their new member business lending school for credit unions. You guys have introduced a new member business lending school. I'm looking on your website right now. It says a whole new school. And I just want to get a 411, a summary on what this whole new school is all about and why are you offering it?
Yes, well, as you said, this MBL is trending and for good reason. NCUA issued its final rule and is taking a huge change in approach to how it looks at member business lending, going from what has been called a prescriptivist approach to a principle-based one. Mm-hmm. And it is it's a 180 degree turn in how the agency is looking at member business lending.
And so you guys, kind of in response of that, have kind of revamped your member business lending school. Can you give us a quick kind of a summary on what that's all about and why you're offering?
Yeah, so we see this change to be so critical that, in fact, we've never offered a member business lending school before. This is a first for us.
Okay.
2 days, 16 hours of training, and to really prepare both regulators and credit unions for this new approach. Mm-hmm. The school is going to be June 7th to 8th in New Orleans at the Sheraton there. And we've got a very comprehensive program lined up. Mm-hmm. If folks go to our website, they can see the exact detail, but very targeted at looking at business lending, which, as folks know, is a very different beast from consumer lending.
Yes, no doubt. So what are some of the key changes in the new rule from the old rule? Because we're living in new times now, it sounds like.
Yes. Yeah, previously, the agency had treated member business lending in a very prescriptivist manner. So things like collateral and security requirements, equity requirements, loan limits, the MBL waiver process, it tried to say you can do this, you cannot do this, and it brushed all credit unions with a similar brush.
Okay.
Now, in this principles-based approach, it's allowing for credit unions to pursue member business lending from a safe and sound commercial lending perspective, which is really so different from saying you can do this, you can't do that, and you have these specific limits. So it's really a new territory for credit unions and for examiners.
It sounds like there's a bit more flexibility there now. That'd be a key
word
in there.
Which I think is welcome both from credit unions and examiners, but it is scary also because business lending is so different. There's certainly concern about the specifics. That flexibility is great, but supervisory guidance is going to be critical. So
okay.
We'll be watching for that from NCUA. But even ahead of that supervisory guidance being developed, credit unions and examiners need to think more broadly and deeply about looking at the business lending portfolio at credit unions.
Gotcha. Now, in your press release, I read it says it's imperative that both state credit union examiners and practitioners have strong backgrounds in the philosophy and nuances of the new rule before most of it goes into effect in 2017. So why is that?
Well, it's interesting. When NCUA first put out its proposed rule, it was looking at an 18-month period
cycle,
before actual implementation. The feedback that NCUA received from the industry was that they wanted the rule to take effect sooner. People were very excited about what was being proposed. NCUA went along with that, but that basically has now truncated what was originally envisioned as an 18-month preparatory period into a 9-month period. So that really accelerates the timetable for supervisors and for credit unions to be ready for this groundbreaking change.
Yeah, it certainly does sound groundbreaking. And so how does this rule affect state chartered credit unions?
Yeah. So prior to now, there have been seven states that have state-specific rules that have been approved by NCUA in the area of MBL. Those states are Connecticut, Illinois, Maryland, Oregon, Texas, Washington, and Wisconsin. These rules, if they don't change or if they change very minimally, will not be affected at all. Those state rules will stay in place. Mm-hmm. Under the new rules, though, if any additional states want a specific member business lending rule or any existing states want to radically change their previous rule, what they will have to do is make sure that they're consistent with the new final rule. And NCUA is allowing for states to be more restrictive, but not more permissive. That is a change.
Gotcha. And so how, getting back to your school, now how is your school structured based on all these changes now? I mean, it sounds like, again, like we talked about at the top of the show, it's a whole new world out there.
Yeah, so we are working with Hyperion, a training group that is actually one of the top training organizations for financial institution regulators. Both state regulators and federal regulators work with Hyperion. So we're very happy that we were able to secure them as our partners here. Mm-hmm. And what they will be doing is showing regulators and credit unions how to assess the structure and quality of the financial analysis that takes place in looking at credit worthiness of business clients and their prospects. Something I think is really important about our school, and we like to do this in all of our schools, is include both regulators and practitioners from credit unions. So it's not just regulators receiving the training, but having practitioners in the room to give a real world check. What's being taught. So that really is the power of these schools that involve both regulators and credit unions.
There's nothing better than practical education, folks, from the real world application. I mean, it just can't get any better than that. All right, to wrap up here, Lucy, what are your goals for this school? I mean, obviously you want to, obviously education, open the eyes and have this, but looking down the road, what are your goals for this school?
We want, for this particular one and our other schools, we want to make sure that examiners and credit unions are prepared for what's to come and be proactive about it rather than react later.
Good point. Yep.
So the idea is to be prepared in advance. Now, our school taking place in June, the school will happen before NCUA issues supervisory guidance, but we're very pleased. We've been working very well and collaboratively with NCUA on developing both the rule, but also our expectation is that we'll be working on supervisory guidance with them as well. Mm-hmm. Since most state regulators are over both credit unions and banks, they've got a lot of experience in doing business lending, commercial lending examination. Mm-hmm. So that state experience is really going to inform the federal examination process in a very constructive manner.
Excellent. I love the proactive approach here. That's what you need to do these days because changes are happening so fast. Anything else to add, Lucy, to wrap up here? Anything else?
Want to comment that it is exciting, this new territory that we're entering. It's a little scary. However, the great thing about the principles-based approach is that it's allowing regulators to treat credit unions on and the risk that they face mm-hmm. on a credit union by credit union basis instead of treating all credit unions the same.
Yeah.
It really allows examiners, regulators to look at the risk in an institution and target the examination to those risks.
Excellent. Great message to end on. Lucy, thank you so much for taking time out and educating us on what's going on. And good luck with the schools.
Thanks as always, Mike. Great talking to you.
Great talking to you as well. And we'll check in again down the road to see how it's going.